Art, the Mariners had 8 rookies on the roster Monday night, the first time that's happened since the Mariners' inaugural year in 1977.
It has been bewildering, but I think for Mariner fans, it might even be exhilarating. Certainly, there's no pennant race to contend with, but the first impressions of these young guys has been really solid. I think there's been a lot of excitement among the dwindling crowds at Safeco. I think we've seen a lot of one pitcher, Michael Pineda, to know that he's going to be a very solid guy. And since the beginning of the season, it's been amazing how many new faces have arrived and to generally positive reviews. The second baseman, Dustin Ackley, looks like an all-star. Then there's been Mike Karp, who's been on a long hitting streak. Trayvon Robinson has looked good in the outfield. Casper Wells is another outfielder acquired in a trade that's been impressive. They have a whole passel of new pitchers, Charlie Furbush, Blake Bevan. And besides Pineda, they've just added their number one draft choice, taken second overall, Danny Hulson. He won't be part of the Major League roster this year, but everyone suspects that he's going to be up there very, very quickly next year. And then they added a relief pitcher this week, Chance Ruffin, who was the fourth player to come from Detroit in that July 30th deal that sent Doug Fister and David Pauley to the Tigers. So the Mariners made quite a haul, 4 players for 2, and I think they've done very well in that trade, at least on the early returns.
So there's a lot of roster churn going on to fit these guys in and giving them some playing time as the season dwindles down. Do you think that's going to ultimately affect Ichiro?
Well, I think it should, because I think it's time that the Mariners really addressed Ichiro in a meaningful way other than just let him do whatever he wants to do, which is hit first, and right now it's at about 260. This has really been a down year for Ichiro, and I think it seems appropriate to put him at DH in a lot of games and find out whether people such as Wells and Robinson can play the outfield, especially right field. Because Ichiro is in decline. A lot of it has to do with speed, and he's going to be 38 next year. He's got one more year to run at $18 million, and that's guaranteed. So if the Mariners want him back, they have to pay him. And I think, do they want to have him hit at the top of the lineup? I don't think so. He's got a terrible on-base percentage for a leadoff hitter, and he's a below-average outfielder now. So there's going to have to be some hard conversation with Ichiro and the Mariners about his role next year. He's going to have to accept a diminished role, I think, unless he can prove in spring training that he is the player of old. And that's still a possibility, but it's going to be a tough call because of how much money he makes.
Despite that, a lot of excitement surrounding all these young, fresh faces.
Well, I think the big thing about it is not only is their talent evident to the average fan, the Mariners control these guys for 6 years in their contract. And that's really an important thing because when you spend money on a veteran free agent, you buy them for 1 or 2 or 3 years, and they're either at their peak or on decline. Whereas the young guys, you're much more able to judge their value to the franchise, either as regular players or as trade bait. And that's very, very valuable. You're going to be able to coach them in a way that's going to be meaningful to your organization. And I think most Mariner fans should be thrilled that the Mariners are going away from veteran free agents and trying to grow their own at home to make a big difference.
All right, Art, thanks.
My pleasure.
KPLU sports commentator Art Thiel joins us every week at this time. His website is Sports Press Northwest at sportspressnw.com. And you can download Sports with Art Thiel and other KPLU commentaries at kplu.org. I'm Kirsten Kendrick.